Bless him, Lord.
Well, I mean,
things. I learned last night that Elvis Presley had went to a preacher and told him he'd been called to preach. And he had the Bible in one hand, and the world in the other hand. He let one of them go, but not all the way. Living to be 42 years old, his heart was with God. He'd steal away in the night and sing with the Blackwood Brothers. He loved the Lord. This preacher said, "Don't be surprised if you see Elvis in heaven." I just listened to Brother Danny singing that song, "Please Help Me, Jesus. I've wasted it." 42 years old. Out of here. Length of days are with the Lord. World's going to rob everything you got. They'll take your last bread. They'll take your last dollar. They'll laugh at you, make fun of you.
Amen.
Way up's down. I don't know if Elvis wrote that song or not, but I thought about him while Danny was singing that. Don't waste it.
That's right.
That prodigal son, he wasted his substance with riotous living.
Yeah, right.
Luke chapter 15. Boy, that's the description of a lot of us. Wasted stuff. I shut up. I had a little bit of spirit there come over there. But I tell you right now, Elvis, it was no secret that he had been called to preach as a young man, about 18 years old. Struggled in it.
Hi, Brother Eddie.
Yeah.
Chris Christopherson wrote that song.
Did he? I thought about Elvis when he was singing it. It matched up good. Thank you, sister. Funny. Yeah. Bless the Lord.
I tell you what, hearing aids are a wonderful thing, but when you sing, you can't hear yourself. Beautiful.
Bless you, brother.
But when I try to play and sing in the house, I have to either turn them off or take them out. Boy, ain't God good.
Yeah. Taste to see, as Zombie said.
He's not only good, he's good all the time.
Sure is, Brother Mark.
And we've been asked to sing a song.
Bless him, Lord.
I don't know, been several years ago.
Bless him.
Brother Danny Eiler, most of y'all know Brother Danny. He's sung here, Dusty Road Boys, several times. And all y'all remember Jim Tucker? Sung with the Cockrell family for years. And one night, Brother Danny and was at Cheddar's, and Jim Tucker come in, and someone asked them to sing this song.
Wow.
And they got together and sung it.
Hallelujah.
No music, sung it there in Cheddar's. And they said they got a standing ovation.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. But this is a great song. I love it.
We're sharing.
I'm right here.
Bless the Lord.
Key, are
we?
A
sure. A flat.
Oh.
I thought I was going to
tell
me.
I guess I could read mine.
I don't need no confusion over here.
I was standing on the bank of the river. Amen. Woo!
Looking out of my troubled sea.
Oh my!
I saw an old ship that it was sailing.
Yeah!
She's out here on the air. She wants Patrick to sing a song.
All right.
She's been watching. Blessing God.
Bless you, brother.
Thank you. Love you, Luke.
We got a request. Here.
Stay right there. Yeah.
Bless you, brother. Thank you.
I'm going to do this song here. Ed been wanting me to sing this song, too, and I haven't done it in a while. This was my husband's favorite song.
Bless her, Lord.
Lord, I need you.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen, Brother Ed. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
That's the love of Christ in him.
Amen.
And in her, too, you know.
Great man. Somebody praise the Lord while we're trying to find this thing. Well, ain't never no better time to praise the Lord, amen.
Right, amen.
I just want to thank the Lord for being here and what he means to me.
Yeah.
Getting me safe here, because just as I got here, my car got hot and I thought God was riding with me today, and I just give him the praise for that.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't thank him enough. She just sung the song. I don't praise him enough.
Right.
Yes.
And there she done jumped up, done it right there. Amen. Anybody else got a word on your heart?
You know, a customized car insurance from Liberty Mutual.
And I just come to church.
Yeah. Yeah. It's coming to all of us. One event comes to all, the Bible says. Yes, brother?
Yeah.
All right. Bless you, Lord.
Watch me.
Precious Lord,
yeah.
Take my hand,
bless you, my
lead baby. Me on, help me stand.
Woo!
I am tired,
bless you, my
baby. I am weak, I am worn.
Bless you, my brother, Lord.
Through the storm,
oh my,
through the night,
yeah.
Lead me on to the light.
Yeah.
Take my hand,
yes,
precious Lord, lead me home.
Bless you, brother.
When my world grows weary, precious Lord, linger here. When my life is almost gone. Lest I fall, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
How about that, Lucy?
Precious Lord,
woo!
Take my hand,
thank you, brother.
Lead me on, help me stand. I am tired,
yeah.
I am weak, I am worn. Lead me on to the light.
Yeah.
Take my hand,
amen.
Precious Lord, lead me home.
I don't know about you, but even if you was with, you ought to got something, amen. I'm telling you. You going to get it, Bill Landon?
Yeah.
Bless you. We got a lot of young people in this church who love the Lord.
Yeah.
My wife, Lucy, gave a request online. She said, could you get Patrick to sing something? Boy, he sung more than something, amen.
Yeah.
Take my hand. I believe it's Psalms 23. He says, he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I need to be led. I go astray every now and then. That shepherd's crook, every now and then, he'll pull me back to the fold. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but I need the Lord's help. Amen. Hallelujah. I got this message Tuesday morning. Now, I done told y'all this. Y'all probably get tired of hearing this, but I'm just the messenger boy. I just deliver the message God tells me. He told Jonah, he said, you go to Nineveh and you preach the preaching I bid you preach. On that same thought, Brother Mark's going to be preaching tonight. Be remembering him today in prayer.
Yes.
I'm looking forward.
Yeah.
To hear my brother preach. I've heard him preach several times. I'll tell you right now. Oh, Brother Ed, I'm kind of like still in school, if you know what I mean. And I appreciate Brother Mark. I appreciate his teaching.
Yes,
I appreciate his preaching. Got more than utmost confidence in him. We'll be praying for him.
And I want you to pray for him and come out tonight, hear the word of God. Amen. Our biggest problems today is with God. I know we got a government problem. I'm just like y'all. I bet every day too. But I do believe if we got right with God, things would be a whole lot better. We was talking about the rain outside, me and Brother James there and Brother Patrick. And I'm sitting there as a preacher thinking about the Bible. The Bible says a rebellious people dwell in a dry land. It ain't always this kind of rain. Sometimes you need a shower of blessing, amen. I don't like sitting in the dry. I don't like wishing I could get a mercy drop. I like it, praise God, when the floods come. Hey, it gets out of the banks and you want to shout a little and rejoice in the Lord every now. I like that, amen.
Amen.
All right, let me quit chasing rabbits and get right to the point. We're going to be delivering that message that God told me He wanted to preach this morning. And that's in Judges. You want to get your good old King James Bible, open it up to Judges. We're going to read one verse. We're going to comment on a lot of other verses. We're going to read Judges chapter 16, verse number 5. Judges 16, verse number 5. This is our text verse for sake of time. This is the only verse we're going to read. We're going to comment on a lot of different verses. Now look at these young people here this morning. Tavian here this morning.
Yeah.
Landon here this morning. I feel a little young myself. Yeah. Brother James back there, amen, corner back there, amen. Turn that thing on for him back there, sorry, amen. Got a little Thomas here. I was talking about Elvis. Can you imagine if Elvis had surrendered to the call of God? Can you imagine this man preaching and singing in the house of God? What a difference his life could have made. Now, he made a big impact on the world. He had godly parents. I believe he was a godly son. And you know, the world's full of choices. Joshua said, choose you this day whom you'll serve. He said, as for me and my house, he said, we're going to serve the Lord. You make your own choice.
Yeah.
God give you that choice. Now, the consequences might not be good, but you can make your own choice. We're going to read this one verse here, Judges chapter 16, verse 5. It said, and the lords of the Philistines came up under her, talking about Delilah. Her name means delicate. And said unto her, now you listen what these Philistines are asking Delilah. Entice him. And see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him. And notice this. And we will give thee, every one of us, 1,100 pieces of silver. Now, I'm preaching today on Samson's great strength. And we'll go to God in prayer. I'm kind of like a blind dog in a meat house. It's all good right now. We'll try to get in the direction of the Holy Ghost of God. Father, we thank you for the privilege, Lord, to stand for the Word of God amidst a crooked and perverse generation. Lord, help us, God. We're certainly not only nothing, but Lord, we know we're nothing. But nothing plus God is something. Make us, Lord, what we need to be for the hour which we're standing, Lord. Give acceptable words unto us, Lord. May we deliver them, Father, as you've given them unto us. Give us clarity of thought, clarity of speech. Lord, we give you the praise and the glory. Confess, Lord, that without you we can do nothing. Help, Lord, today your church. Thank you for this little church, Lord. Oh, my. Oh, my. Lord, I see fruit everywhere I look in this little church. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being a fruitful vine. Thank you, Lord, for what our eyes have seen here. what our ears have heard here, what we've enjoyed here, even this morning. Thank you, Lord. Bless your children, God, today. Come sup with us, Lord, for a little while. We need your help, Lord. We need your blessing. Lord, we want to be a blessing. We'll ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
I wanted to title this message, and I put these messages on sermon audio. You just got like a little space there to put the name of the message. But I wanted to title this message, How Samson is Like America. And good Lord be willing, I can still preach the message. I just titled it, Samson's Great Strength. Now, Samson knew where his great strength came from.
Yes, he did.
And we'll get to that here in a minute.
Amen.
But Samson didn't just happen. I want you to know an angel from God came down to a woman in a field and told her that she was going to give birth to a son and he would be a Nazarite under God. Now listen, you could take a Nazarite vow yourself, Numbers chapter 6. And there's certain criteria to being a Nazarite. You let your hair grow and you abstain from sin, you abstain from wine and from eating certain things. But if you did, you had to go get a haircut. Now Samson didn't cut his hair, God cut it for him, but anyway.
That's right.
Samson had 7 locks. They weren't dreadlocks. I hope you get what I'm saying here. Samson was consecrated unto God before he ever came to be.
Yeah.
Just like that, I believe America was consecrated. Brother Mark done a good job teaching this morning.
Yes, he did.
We do well to give the most earnest heed. Uh-huh. I'm like him, I don't think we get enough.
That's right.
Every time we turn the page, there's a new revelation, ain't there, brother? I mean, there's some nuggets in there. There's some treasures in there. There's some things to be sought after. He done a good job.
Yes, he did, boy.
I like pulling up to the table of the Lord, Brother Ed.
Yeah.
You know, you can sup with the Lord all you want. Somebody say, I want more of God. Let go of more of the world.
That's right.
Don't be entangled with this world. Friendship with this world is ending with God. I was telling you, you can't serve two. Just make up your mind. I've had up to here with the filth of this world.
Yeah, right.
Take a look at Calvin. Okay. Yeah, don't get
your eyes off. Hey, yeah, that's right.
Come making on, eternal. You know, I prayed on the way up here, Lord, I'd like to be a blessing. I said, I'm so sorry for all the years I was a burden.
Yeah.
You know, to be a blessing, Brother Ed, you got to make good choices.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not like I'm going to fool God. Now, James, I can fool you. You can fool me. We both be fools. That's all we be.
Right.
But God don't miss nothing.
No.
He knows what's in my heart.
Yes, that's right.
He looks on the heart, Carol.
Right, right.
And when we assure our heart to God, the Bible said God's greater than our heart, and He knows all things, and we do that which is right, we receive what we ask from God, because we do that which is right.
Amen.
Sometimes our prayers go amiss. Why is that? Well, praying out of no dirty heart. The psalmist said, if I regard a nip in my heart, He said, Lord, won't hear me. I was praying one time, that verse came to my mind, and my prayer changed immediately.
Yeah.
I started repenting and said, Lord, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Lord,
right.
I'm guilty.
Amen.
I want you to cleanse me. I want you to forgive me. Yeah. I want to get a hold of God.
Yeah.
I don't like wasting my time. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Just like Samson, I do believe America was conceived in the heart of God.
Yeah, that's right.
My brother Mark this morning talking about the wickedness of man. The Bible said in Psalm chapter 7, verse 11, that God's angry with the wicked every day.
Yeah.
We've become so wicked. Thank God for a little victory this week.
Yeah.
Supreme Court finally got a backbone. It's probably going to cost them something. Probably going to cost us something.
Yeah.
David said, God forbid I should offer unto God that which costs me nothing. It'll cost you something to serve God, and it's worth it.
Right.
It's worth it, ain't it, Mark?
Yes, it is.
I ain't never come short-handed. Always prepared to get more than what I put into it.
Amen.
Man, he's rewarded those that diligently seek him, Reba. The rewards of God are not like these on the world. Man, the world, their rewards, and then come take it back away from you. Amen.
Amen.
Man, oh man. But he talked about that wickedness.
Yes.
Then he talked about Noah found grace.
That's right.
In the eyes of God.
Amen.
I do believe that when God repented of the wickedness that's in man, he thought there's one thing I might do. Let's give them a chance. Raise up a nation like America. Wonder why everybody wants to come here.
Right.
What's going on? Why are they all trying to get here? Does anybody know?
Yeah. Freedom.
That plus it's like, can you imagine a world without America? Think about it for a minute. Just imagine there's no America. We're all third world countries. We're all heathens. You wonder why they're burning the buildings down, burning the police cars, burning the precincts down? Psalms chapter 2 says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The king of this world and the rulers take counsel against the Lord, against his anointed. Say, let us break his yoke asunder. He has said in heaven shall laugh. He'll have them in derision. They can do all the things. They can rewrite all the laws. They can get the Supreme Court to back them. They can get the laws changed, but they're not going to change him.
That's right.
You know what's good about God, fellas?
Amen.
He declared the end for the beginning.
Right.
He said, my counsel will stand.
Yeah.
He said, I'll do all my plan. He done told us that's going to end up.
Right.
It ain't like we got to wonder where we're going. I know where I'm going. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. Man, bless you. Insurance, Jesus is mine.
Yeah.
Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine.
Right.
Now, let me throw this little curveball to you here. I got this going down to Montgomery, Alabama, standing up for Judge Roy Moore that wouldn't let go of these things right here.
Yeah, right.
He wouldn't sell out. He's kind of like made Shek Chairman Ben go. He wouldn't bend. He wouldn't bow. He wouldn't burn. Now they throwed him out, made all kind of, they attacked his character, made all kind of lies about him.
Yes, they did.
Let me pull back the veil. Let me tell you a little bit about why Samson. Maybe I'll speak about Samson first. Then I'll get right on this. When it was mentioned about Samson here, you find this in Judges chapter 13. Now we can't skip this first verse. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Philistines 40 years. I just want you to understand what the problem was. Like Brother Mark taught this morning, he's doing evil. Mm-hmm. Imagination of their thoughts was only evil continually.
That's right.
The problem was sin. He done a good job backing up a little bit this morning, bringing that introduction of sin into the world. It'd be great. I'm looking forward to getting to heaven, Kevin, because there'll be no sin there.
Amen. Thank you.
There'll be no devil there. There'll be a lot of things that we'll be glad aren't there in heaven. That's why they call it heaven, amen.
Right.
But anyway, they had done evil again in the sight of the Lord. Verse 2, there was a certain man of Zorah of the family of the Dantes, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and bare not. Psalms 127, verse 3, maybe verse 2. Children are a heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward. Blessed is a man has his quiver full of him. I just know what to do. We'll put him to work. And I went down there by some roads the other day. They're out there mowing grass, hanging up clothes. They know what to do with children. We're the ones that ain't figured it out. Don't give them an iPod. Don't give them a remote. Give them a Bible. You're going to give them anything, but put them to work. Teach them how to clean. My mama taught me how to clean the bathroom. She come in and checked it out too, Brother James. And I'd go in there and take a bath, and all I'd do is kind of splash around a little bit. I'd come out, she grabbed my arm, jerked me up. She said, what's this rust right here? She said, you go take a bath. And I'm going to come in and give you a bath. I was a little more serious the second time. Oh, yeah. Children have to be taught. But anyway, she was barren. She had no children, Sybil. I'm not a woman. I can give you a description of a woman. It's a dumb girl. I mean, that Jumanji, whatever her name is, Jackson, asked her what a woman was, and she turned green, shaved a purple, and said, I can't.
Yeah.
It's an adult girl.
Yeah.
Lucy one day will be a woman, amen. Right now she's a little girl.
Yeah.
Oh, how out of character we are. Boy, there's a great preaching spirit in this morning, Brother Martin. Yeah. This may be a five-part message. I don't know. I didn't get to the first point. You know what I mean? But you kind of liking the trail. I'm just trying to stay out of the way, amen. But anyway, she was barren. Every woman wants babies. Man, my wife, I think that may be the reason she married me, amen. We had three. I wanted to send them all back. She just wanted to get rid of me, amen. When I was gone, she was happy. She loved babies. And she loved anybody's baby. Loved babies. I think all, you know, they've got things out of character now. They got to somehow check their gender before they let them on the team now because there's so much confusion down there. By the way, God's not the author of confusion.
That's true.
But little girls, they play with dolls. Now, little boys, I mean, they want to shoot something, man. They want to build something. Man, they're not girls. I know we've lost sight of what we are. Go look in the mirror, is what Ray Lewis said. Go take your clothes off, stand in front of the mirror, and they show you what you are, what you ain't.
Right.
I think we need to go back old school, I think. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, let me get her. Boy, time's killed me back here. She was barren. She had no children. Now, that's terrible, Brother Jerry. But as it says here, she bare not, she was barren. Verse 3 said, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman. Yeah. Some of you women need to say amen about that. Woo!
Amen.
I love when God shows up and I'm in trouble, amen. But if I was a woman, I mean, Sharon showed me she had a leak in her car and we got some men here. You know what I mean? It's one thing to have a problem, it's another thing to have some help, amen.
That's right.
We're going to try to help her, amen. I told Patrick, he's a whole lot bigger than me. I know he's probably better than I am, but between me and him, we'll fix it, amen. I got towels and gloves and stuff like that. She's got a tackle box full of tools. We should be able to get her done just leaking holes.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy, there's so much liberty here. Y'all bear with me. I'm kind of enjoying this.
Bless you.
Amen. Bless you.
Come on now.
This will be more than one message.
Okay.
I'm talking about the beginning of Samson.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bring America's beginning into this, so bear with me here. This angel of the Lord, he appeared unto the woman and said unto her, behold, now thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Yeah. I guess she said amen right there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, he gives her here some advice. And I encourage you to get some advice too.
Amen.
Don't go to CNN.
Right. Yeah.
You be careful what you set before your eyes. The psalmist said,
right.
I'll set no wicked thing before my eyes. You be careful what you entertain.
Yeah.
It'll have an effect on you.
That's right.
I want to run down that, but I'm not going to. I've got to go in another direction here. But it'll have an effect upon you. It will. He said, now therefore, beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine, nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing. And I say that for all of us, amen.
That's right.
He said, verse 5, for lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Now you listen to this. That's pretty good. She's going to get a boy from the Lord. You see what I mean? But did you see that? No razor going to come on his head? And turn the bush hog loose on him, amen?
That's right.
Said, and no razor shall come upon his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistine. How'd they get into the hands of the Philistines? Y'all remember verse 1? Israel did evil.
Right.
In the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them to the hands of the Philistines 40 years. You know, after 40 years of bondage, You get to work, you know, we're getting ready to celebrate that 4th of July. You know, that 1776 liberty, where we got free.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? After about 40 years of bondage, you're about ready to get free.
Right.
You're ready to go Google it. What do I need to do to get free? You don't have Google it, got it. Go to the Bible.
Right.
Them that the Lord sets free, they're free indeed. Body's still with me. Amen. Now, his conception parallels the angel to come to Mary that was a virgin and she was barren. God told her she's going to have a son, going to call his name Jesus. But I want what you see here is this bondage. You see, Jesus came to save us from our sins.
Yes, he did. Right.
He gave his life a ransom, Thomas, for a bunch of sinners, because we can't quit sinning. If somebody will say amen.
Amen.
I mean, man in his best state is vain.
Amen.
It's not like we've got anything to offer God. I pity the one that thinks they can impress God. Take a look at Calvary.
Yeah.
Boy, you want to see what it took to pay the price of sin? Take a look at Calvary. You just don't have it. I'm telling you. Jesus took his body through death to destroy him, to have the power over death, that is the devil, to deliver them who in all that were subject to bondage and fear. I fear nothing now. I'm telling you, he gave me peace, Lord. I got the victory now. I am saved. I'm going to heaven, Lord.
Amen.
My, oh my. Somebody done some praying this week.
Amen.
I can't even get to where I'm going. Thank you for praying. Amen. Do you see this warning? You're going to get a son. He's going to be a Nazarite. I told you, preaching on how Samson is like a murderer. He had good parents, Brother Ed. Hey. He was conceived in the mind of God.
Yeah.
Before my Noah's wife ever conceived. God said he's going to be a Nazarite, the God from the womb.
Yes.
I got this down there, like I said, standing with Judge Lord Moore. Army veterans in domestic defense. These boys, they weren't blowing no smoke. Now you hear a lot of rhetoric. I just want to share you a little truth. The original version of the Pledge of Allegiance was first used October the 12th, 1892, during Columbus Day observances in the public schools. Can you believe that they had the Pledge of Allegiance in the public schools?
Yeah, that's right.
Here it is in its original. I pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To my flag. The original said to my flag.
Yeah.
That's good. I pledge allegiance to my flag and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation.
You see, Samson was set apart.
Yeah,
that's part of that battle. He set himself apart.
Yeah,
to be a Nazarite.
Yeah,
indivisible with liberty and justice for all. Now hold on just a minute. Have you got constitutional rights? I do too. Do you need civil rights? You see what I mean? When the minority is ruling the majority, someone got away from the Constitution.
Yeah, they did.
Right.
That's right.
It's in little foxes.
Yeah. Right.
That's what spoils the
vine.
Yeah. You see, what I'm saying is, the ones that cry out for civil rights, they got constitutional rights.
Yeah. That's right.
That's enough. Yeah. When you get constitutional rights and civil rights, I got to forfeit something.
Yeah.
Y'all get this on the slow train that you'll get it. This thing was wrote pretty good. I'm sorry to put this in with the preaching, but this needs to be said.
Right.
I want to get back to the foundation this country was built on. The pledge was amended, and the newly worded pledge was adopted on Flag Day, June the 14th, 1924. And here's what it said. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, You better stand. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for everything.
Right.
Right.
One nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. What's wrong with that?
Right.
We don't need civil rights.
Right.
You'll get that on the slow train.
Yeah.
By a joint resolution of Congress, the pledge was further amended in 1954. I was born in 1954. Hallelujah. That was a good year. Hey, man. You know I picked right up on that. It was amended in 1954 by the addition of the words under God. I wonder what I looked at.
Yeah.
You reckon somebody figured something out?
Yeah.
Yep.
Somebody saw we're doing pretty good, but we can make it just a little bit better.
Right.
Woo.
Amen.
Amen, Brother James. Hallelujah. Brother Mark. Sister Miranda. President Eisenhower stated at the time that the addition of that phrase reaffirmed the transcendence of religious faith in America's heritage. I thought we lost sight of God.
Yeah.
Woo!
Amen.
1954, they picked it back up again, Brother Jake. Resemblance of religious faith in America's heritage and future. The pledge now reads, and this is our pledge: I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. This is one more example that shows how this country came to be.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to skip a lot of this. Has anybody ever noticed on your money? It says, in God we trust.
Yeah.
Why don't put that
Amen.
On?
Amen.
What's that got to do with that?
Yeah.
Ain't that good?
Yeah.
If you put that on right way back out, you go back as far as you want to.
Yeah.
In God we trust.
Amen.
See, Samson, he got started out right. America got started out right. On June the 17th, 1787, I wouldn't even thought about that then, Brother James. 1787. At the Constitutional Convention, does anybody remember a man named Benjamin Franklin?
Yeah.
Benjamin Franklin rose to his feet in Independence Hall and addressed George Washington. And I don't think I'm going to read all of this. Maybe I should. In this situation of this assembly, groping, as it were, in the dark. This man pretty strong.
Yeah. Amen.
Matter of fact, God's word is a lamp to our feet, light our path, hide our heart, mind our sense.
Amen.
Sending us God, enter the word, give light. Groping, as it were, in the dark to find political truth. What was that? Bill Clinton? I was politically correct.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
See where we're getting a little muddy here?
Yeah.
Find political truth and scarce available. Truth falling in the streets. Way a long time ago. We're talking 1787. Scarce able to distinguish it when it is presented to us how it has happened. Sir, that we have not hitherto, this back when people had some sense, he's framing these words right. Once thought of humbly applying to the Father of lights to illuminate our understanding. He said, sir, I've lived a long time. I don't know how old he was. I think he was about 8 years old later. And he says, and the longer I live, the more convincing proof I see of this truth that God governs in the affairs of men. Nebuchadnezzar got that all figured out.
Yeah.
I mean, after he got done eating grass, you know, and hair and nails all gone, but he got thinking right then. He said, the Most High rules in the affairs of men. Daniel, chapter number 4, verse 22, verse 17, 25 also. He was warned before he had to eat the grass.
Yeah.
But God does govern in the affairs of men. He said, and if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, it's probable that an empire can rise without his aid. We have been assured. King James Bible. That except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain to build it. You know, Benjamin Franklin said that, Bonnie? He said, I firmly believe this. That's Psalms 27, verse 1.
Yeah.
Boy, we need to get back in touch with God.
That's right. Amen.
He said, and I also believe that without his occurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the building of Babel. We shall be divided by our own reproach and by our words. Wait a minute, I skipped a line. We shall be divided by a little partial local interest. Our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and a byword down to future ages. That's what about where we're at.
That's it.
And what is worse, mankind may be hereafter, from this unfortunate instance, despair of establishing government by human wisdom. That probably went over your head. There's some people that think they know it all.
Yeah, that's right.
And you got to go years for you got to go to school for years, Brother Jerry, to get that stupid. I'm telling you, I'm going for
something. Amen.
I mean, it takes a lot of education. I mean, you got to learn all this lies about evolution. You got to learn about global warming, climate change, all that stupid stuff.
Right.
Rock 600 million years old. I got a bridge for sale. We ourselves shall become a reproach and a byword down the future ages, and what is worse, mankind may hereafter, from this unfortunate instance, despair of establishing government by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conquest. I therefore beg leave to move that henceforth prayers imploring the assistance of heaven and its blessing be upon our deliberations be held in this assembly every morning before we proceed to business. Boy, that's a pretty good recommendation.
Yes, it is.
I may read a couple more here. That in itself. Look at what happened to our schools. Can't pray in our schools.
That's right.
Actually, you can. We just don't do it.
That's right.
Try them out. If you want to pray, take it. You pray. They might tell you you can't, but you can.
Yep. That's right. Amen.
Many students know there will always be prayer in their schools. I'm not going to read the rest of that. Why should there be any controversy? Let's talk about examination. Disobeying the Ten Commandments or any other biblical document in our schools, our founding fathers founded this great nation through faith in God and seeking His continual help. Samuel Adams in 1779, he said, a general dissolution of principles and manners will more surely overthrow the liberties of America. You need to listen real good right here. Greater than a whole force of the common enemy. While people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued. Hello!
Yeah.
But when once they lose their virtue, they will surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader. That's Samuel Adams. Jedediah Morris, 1799. All efforts made to destroy the foundation ultimately lead to the subversion also of our political freedom and happiness. Whenever the pillars of Christianity shall be overthrown, our present republican form of government and all blessings from which flow from them will fail with them. You looked around watching the news lately, amen?
Yeah.
Psalms 11 verse 3 says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I'm looking at the clock, it's wearing me out. Like I said, this is a greater message than the preacher. I confess, my shoes aren't big enough.
Amen.
But I will tell you this, Psalms chapter 9, verse 17 said the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. And America was raised right. It had become wicked. But I tell you how it became wicked. It got its eyes off of God. Got its eyes off the Word of God. I'm telling you, I had Sister Tammy take a picture of the back of this thing. And I hope she makes somehow connection, get us some copies of this. I want every one of you to have one. I want you to take a look back in history, and like Samson, you'll find out that America, it started right. Amen. Hey, I believe it's Proverbs 14:34. Righteousness is out of the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Amen. Yeah, I don't go too far in sin. Get right, Brother Mark. You done a good job this morning.
Yes,
about a total sin. Millions perished because of a three-letter word when God brought judgment on them.
That's right.
He said they married, they eat, they drank, and they was given in marriage till the flood came.
Right.
We got some more judgment coming.
That's right.
I'm glad my sin's on the blood. Amen.
Amen.
And I might not have got started out right, but I got right April 27th, 1988.
Yeah.
John Baptist said this about Jesus. He said he'll make the crooked straight. I was crooked as a dog's leg, but I was straight as a hair shaft, now straight as a gumbo.
Yeah. Brother Eddie. Yeah. I'm
going
to start this message today. God gave it to you Tuesday.
I'm just getting started, brother.
Okay.
As long as the Lord gives us life, we will finish this message.
Yes, he will.
I want you to know Samson, he had a good beginning. He was conceived in the mind of God.
Yeah. That's
before
right.
He was ever conceived in the womb.
That's right.
I believe America, just like Samson, I believe in the mind of God. He said there needs to be a place down there where lost souls can find forgiveness.
Amen.
Where lost souls can find mercy and grace.
Amen.
Hey, and abundantly power of
amen.
Amen. I still remember Brother Ed when I slid into Calvary.
Yeah.
About 3 acres of heaven come down in my soul. I got a home now.
Right.
Oh, God. I'm so looking forward to getting home.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be worth the wait, but can you imagine going through that gate shouting?
Amen.
They're just going to have to get over it. We're going to shout a while.
Yeah.
Woo! It ain't going to be quiet in heaven. It might be quiet here. We're not having surgery or nothing.
Right.
So we're going to shout.
Yeah.
I mean, shout! We're going to sing too.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're going to sing the right songs, the right way.
Yeah.
I don't even know what key is on the key. I know, buddy. It's heaven. It's heaven. Sharon hit in keys. I said everything. I don't know a thing about keys. I will when I get there, amen.
Amen.
He puts a song in my heart. That's about as far as I can get.
Amen. Bless
you. Oh, my. I didn't get far in this message. You listen to me real good right here.
Yeah.
Samson had a great start. He had a great start. He had good parents. It was in the mind of God for Samson to deliver from the bondage of the Philistines. The Philistines ain't changed. They call them liberals now. They're still around.
Right.
I heard a man say we've got a socialist government, but we're not a socialist country yet. What they say about that leaven, a little leaven?
Yeah.
Leaven the whole lump? Yeah. Yeah, we got, you know, when the problem's at the top, it'll trickle down.
Yeah.
Cause all kinds of problems. You know, Samson could have made better choices. He made a lot of real good choices. We're just like him. We stumble around. We know what to do.
That's right. Amen.
Bible said him know it, do good, do it not. To him is what?
Sin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just got problems with three little words.
That's right.
Our children paying the price.
That's right.
Our decisions.
Amen.
Boy, wouldn't it be good? Our homes had God in them.
Right, yes.
I mean, come in, brother, it's a long home. It's out there with you.
Yeah.
He give us that rest.
Yes.
There's rest to the people of God. Mama said, no rest to the wicked.
That's right.
They're like the mire of the waves, cast up. Y'all might think Brother Eddie failed, but no, I just really got a good start right here. Make you want to come back. We're going to preach some more about Samson.
Yeah.
Make no mistake about it. Him and America have got a lot in common.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now Samson,
Amen. He
actually saw better after he lost his eyes than he ever did when he had them.
Mm-hmm.
We're not that far away neither.
That's right.
You think about what I'm telling you right here.
Yeah.
He saw a whole lot better blind than he did when he had vision. Let that sink in a minute. Because that's what's around the curve.
That's right.
I want you to know that bunch that bound Satan, they're wanting to bind you. Thank God if God be for us. Woo! Hallelujah. Greater is he that's in us.
Yeah!
Hey!
Yeah, come on.
Brother Mark started out this morning talking about the prince.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the prince on our side, brother.
Yeah,
we do. Hey!
Amen.
He's the captain of our salvation.
Yeah.
Bring it on, boys. Oh my, sure have enjoyed this short excerpt. Father, we didn't scratch the surface, but Lord, we sure did whet the appetite.
Yes.
Help us all to understand what's been said here this morning. That we might apply our hearts to wisdom, Lord, that we might be inclined to make better decisions. Help this country, Lord, hell being as it is. Help it to do a Nineveh repentance. Help it to turn again to what made it great. Thank you for your blessings, Lord. Never had so much liberty behind a pulpit.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Bless and honor, Lord, your work. Help it, Lord, to be fruitful.
Yes.
I ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. We didn't even get to the first point.
Yes.
We will. I promise you, we will. We're going to stop right there. Get Brother Jerry, please. Him and Sister Sharon. Get a verse of invitation on him. That's about all we did, lay the foundation, if we accomplished even that much. Make no mistake about it, just like Samson, your home needs to be the same way.
Amen.
It ain't going to stand without him to help you.
Amen.
Number 113.
Brother Eddie, I don't know if you heard Little James back here, but he said he